This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 17th. God's word for you today is Father of Fathers. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3 to 4. And it says, I have carried you since you left your mother's womb. I carried you when you were born, and I will still be carrying you when you are old. Your hair will turn gray, and I will still carry you. I made you, and I will carry you to safety. Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13 says, some of you are fathers, so ask yourselves this. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If your son comes up to you and asks for a fish for dinner, will you give him a snake instead? If your boy wants an egg to eat, will you give him a scorpion? Look, all of you are flawed in so many ways. Yet, in spite of all your faults, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Ladies, you are not going to find a perfect man because all men are flawed. But being flawed does not diminish their strength as fathers. Being flawed does not remove their grace as fathers. Being flawed does not remove the covering they give you as fathers. But Pastor, it has so many flaws and faults. It does not change the fact that he is the one who will protect that family from a spiritual standpoint. It is not the woman, no matter how much she prays. The woman can pray for 30 days, and the man shows up on the 30th day and says, in Jesus' name, amen. And boom, protection. It is not because one is better than the other. The value of the woman in the home is huge, but this is just how things have been placed. Sadly, it has been abused so much that people do not even understand these things anymore. Men, God is saying, you are flawed. You have faults, but it does not diminish your fatherhood. Ladies, if your issue with your husband is that he is not perfect, then welcome to the real world. A world where there are no perfect men, only functional fathers. Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says, look, all of you are flawed in so many ways. Yet, in spite of all your faults, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to all who ask? In other words, if you can be this flawed and you can still provide the covering and the things your family needs, God is saying he is better than you. Many people have the label Christian, but they have not been integrated into God's family. They do not see God as their Father. Bread is in the terrestrial space on earth. Fish is in the water, and eggs are up on the rock or on a tree. God is saying, a father will get bread on land where it is comfortable. He will dive into the sea where he is at risk of choking to get fish for his family, and fathers will climb heights to get eggs. Fathers will not give a scorpion or a snake that is readily available. God is saying, he is the Father of fathers, and he can take care of you. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge you as the Father of fathers. I surrender to your will and your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.